growing up. This guy, we go, and we stop at the door, and it's pitch black. And he's afraid. And we say, oh my God, help me. We will walk in. He will find it, let's say accidentally. And he will drink it. That's why he is always here. Okay? One is still. That fountain's water, to us, is the juice of life. And in Persian language, there is a good game around this, because in Persian language, when you say animal, you will say hayvan. Okay? Or Arabic is haywan. Are you listening? Haywan. That one is the condition, is hay. And hay means alive, living one. Right? So, to us, Aba Hayat means the juice of life, the knowledge of life. He said, this caliph in here is the juice of life and the ocean of giving. And we'll add something that you will not normally find. Normally in the texts, especially Iranian texts, you will not see the word ajam. Ajam is an Arabic word. It means something which doesn't have real meaning. It's too complicated, meaningless, a stupid, dumb. Arabs, they call Iranians ajam. Imagine Rumi sitting in Konya, educated in Arabic, and he is the mufti, he is the judge of Islamic law, and he's adding a lot of real Arabic stuff in here. Here he will use that word because he's talking to Persians, and he knows that they are supposed to be sensitive to this. They will say, both the Arabs and Ajams are alive because of this guy. He doesn't recognize this definition of Arab, Ajam, me, you, this, that, that, that. That's a lovely paragraph like that. That's the opening. And no matter what, you will forget about it. Even with this enthusiasm of today and things like that, you will forget. Because that's what it is. You forget the non-action part, because non-action part to you is non-action. That's why in the last story he was talking about that the rain that you don't notice except if your head is under that cover. You don't notice that always the gifts are raining down no matter what. You just look at the droplets that you could touch. So, that was the first paragraph. Try to forget it a little bit later, not sooner.
Can you explain the allusion to the reference to Hatim? Hatim Tayyip, isn't it?
Hatim?
Who was he?
Hatim is a guy which is a mythical guy. It's doubtful that historically a guy existed like that. Hatim is a very rich fellow, and he is the best ever giver in the universe. Whatever they ask him, he will give. So he's sort of like the people of Olympus. When a guy is a thief, he is the thiefest of the thief of the thief. Hatim is that guy. Whenever we want to say a generous fellow, we go to the symbol of generosity. That's Hatim Tayyip. Okay. So, the first paragraph, which maybe you already forgot, was about the situation you're in. And although the situation is this, you feel that miserable. And then outside the universe is running. And everything is working perfectly for you to exist. And you don't care about all of this. Why? Because of the internal fight you have. Because inside you, there is this duality. There is you and your intelligence. When I said there is you, you thought of your intelligence. Whenever I say you think that I'm talking to your intelligence. Rumi has a verse that he'll say, honest to God, if for 1,000 times you come down here, stand up in front of me and say, this is me, I'll tell you, no, sweetheart, that's not you. This is not me. This is a machine which is running because of me. I slip away, this machine will become a cadaver. What does that mean? This one is a machine. Why is this one like this? Because of this old genetic stuff and environment stuff and blah, blah, blah. This is that. This is a biological machine. There is me. This biological machine needs what? First of all, thinks about rest. Let the animal, feed the animal, then the animal will rest. And this wants the rest. So, in resting position, this should feel lovely. Have you seen the animals? When they're lying around after feeding, they look cool and comfortable, right? How come then I cannot? I'm in a resting position, but I'm worried about something far away, the other side of the globe, that may be happening, may not. You see, I'm not this, I'm that one. Yes, this is my machine. I'm in this machine. Or, this machine is under my control because I don't live in this machine. If this machine is in me, what I'm talking, this is not in and out, physical in and out. Something like that, because me, you know why you need this machine? Because I don't have the physical dimension. This is my physical dimension. I'm that non-physical. I'm the heart. That feeling belongs to that. But, it doesn't work with this explanation. Let's look at it again. So first paragraph, you will not forget. This is the story of a caliph and a man and a woman. A man and a woman. This man and a woman suddenly, remember the first paragraph? First paragraph, if you were a very good artist, a filmmaker, the first paragraph was colorful, beautiful, fantastic, right? Second paragraph starts with a part of that. One night, suddenly dark. There is nothing. That aside, that caliph, that spiritual dimension is there, but in reality, you are in the night, and there is two of you. One night, a Bedouin. It's not a Bedouin, because when you say a Bedouin, in Persian, it means some like Jack and Joe, some fellow, some of this, was talking to the husband. It doesn't open that there were this fellow and that fellow two living together. No. One night, a woman, anonymous woman, is talking to the husband. That's how it starts. And to me, this is colorful because this is how I imagine this, that the first paragraph was beautiful, that think about the caliph, love the universe, that everything is lovely, everything is beautiful. And oh, I cannot explain the beauty of this, and I see the flowers and everything. That was that paragraph, fake paragraph. Night. Inside. This is how the scenario should go, right? Night. Inside. A woman talking to the husband. That's the first verse. Because this is what the problem is in me. I'm in the darkness. And my intelligence is talking always. And Gufto, okay, said something. Not, he's not talking anymore. Now he said, she said something. And exceeded that something from the limit. Exceeded the limit of conversation. That's where the problem starts. You see how perfect it is. The first verse as an opening for another section. Night, a talking woman, which exceeds the limitation of conversation. What is that excess of conversation? Next verse. Look at the next verse. Next verse is not explanation. It's not a situation. It's a judgment from comparison. Think about it. First story, falling in love with your intelligence. Second story, the parrot and the groceries man. Remember? Here you will see the judgment. The second verse is that, how come that the other people, they are happy and we are suffering? How do you know that? Intelligence is always attentive to my pain. My pain. Right? The other people's pain is not pain. I'm informed, but and is always asking for more. Isn't that the intelligence? Asking for more. So the comparison is there, then the explanation of that comparison. He will repeat that comparison again and again and again and again and again and again, right to the end of the paragraph. And at the end of the paragraph, it will confess to one of the main characteristics of intelligence. If somebody will be my guest, what will I do?
Steal his
coat. When the fellow is sleeping, I will steal its coat, its overcoat. Yes, why not? Somebody came to my house and is sleeping. Means someone's intelligence is not working. Mine is working. I exploit. That's what this is thinking about, right or wrong. It didn't really touch, right?
Well,
because you forgot what the intelligence was. Let's go back to intelligence. What was the intelligence created for?
Survival.
To exploit the situation for this, right? Exploitation is the job of intelligence. And if the next fellow is asleep, why shouldn't I? This is all the thing that this lady is saying.
But
then, yes.
Isn't it also more, I don't know, shocking isn't the right word, but more, because in the Middle East, hospitality was something you showed to your guests. You would give them what they needed for, you know, 3 days or whatever. But you were, there's the expression, a guest is a gift from God. So the intelligence here is totally turning that around and saying she would steal from the guest.
I was wrongfully polite. I should have stopped you right at the beginning.
Of course.
What was the beginning of your question? You said, isn't it also